Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Vinny reported earlier, looks like maybe some rain by this weekend, which is completely
possibly welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
We can use that. Yeah, let's get that started. Celebrity Trash this time around brought to you by Holiday Shopping. It's officially November.
Oh, man.
Means holiday shopping is going to start early this year due to the pandemic. Trash shopping locally, huh? Let's see if you can throw a little business somewhere besides Amazon this year. Or if you're going to order from Amazon, do it when you still have plenty of time. You know, shipping. It's a thing these days. But look, if you shop locally, you walk out with the thing and maybe you'll even remember where you hid it in the house. Instead of finding it in June and going, what was this for again? Oh, I think this was a Christmas present for last year. Shopping.
Can't believe we're talking about Christmas right now. It's crazy.
Oh, did you see the picture I posted on my story?
I didn't see your story. I saw
I had to take
your
Harry Potter balloons to the Safeway on Sunday morning to get them blown up for the birthday girl.
Yes.
And so first I went to the skate park, of course, and went skateboarding. It's
so
funny.
You got to have a little me time,
oh,
man.
Oh, wow.
I go super early when there's no surf, of course. And yeah, that was Safeway. That's Safeway.
Safeway is Christmas Central.
Yeah. So I went skateboarding, and where I've been going, there's one other old guy there every morning. Like,
oh,
I
you
see
got
him.
A new friend, Vinny?
Yeah. Hi, Keith.
what up, Keith?
So I see him there, and we skateboard together, and it's pretty fun. And then I went over to the Safeway to get these Harry Potter balloons blown up. And sure enough, they had a huge Christmas display, which I thought, oh, it's on. It is totally on already. So I posted it, but
that is a Christmas nightmare right there. The whole Christmas already.
Oh,
just the pile of Christmas Santas and snowmen and oy. I'm never ready for the holidays, and it's always so much work to get it all together. But this year in particular, I'm just like, ugh. It's just a difficult year. Oh. Mm.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It hasn't even rained.
I think about, when I hear this song, I think about shopping malls. Like walking around the malls, shopping for stuff, or like, you know, department stores.
Is this called the Christmas song? Which one's the Christmas song?
I have it labeled as "It's beginning to look." Oh. Maybe I just named it that.
No, I think I think that's the chestnuts roasting on an open fire is the Christmas song, right? I don't know. Don't play it. It's already depressing enough. It's not even. I'm not even thinking about Thanksgiving. I'm just barely over Halloween that didn't happen.
Let's see.
Oh boy,
here's
the world.
The Christmas song. Let's see. It's... Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
Chestnuts. Yeah.
Nights roasting Yuletide carols.
Oh, there we go.
Being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
This is
speaking
Matt
of Christmas,
Cole.
It looks like Lori Loughlin may be spending Christmas in jail.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya. Lori Loughlin from Full House. She arrived at
Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky, yep. She arrived at the big house on Friday to start her 2-month jail sentence for the college admission scandal she got wrapped up in last year. Or she, I should say, she wrapped herself up in. Her husband, she and her husband cut a deal back in May to plead guilty on fraud charges after they paid $500,000 to get their 2 daughters into USC. I'm sure their thoughts were, well, it's a pandemic. They won't put us in jail. We'll plead guilty and do some community service someday, and that'll be that. She got 2 months in jail plus 2 years probation. He got 5 months, but he hasn't started his jail sentence yet. So maybe, I guess, you know, someone's got to watch those darn 20-year-old kids. She's in a low-security federal prison just outside San Francisco. They don't say where exactly.
Oh, she went to the same place that What's-Her-Bucket went
yes,
to.
That's probably. What it
sounds and that's
like.
In Dublin, right?
Is it?
Dublin.
I think that sounds right.
Dublin. I think it was in Dublin,
Correctional Center. Is that also where Martha Stewart went?
No. Martha Stewart went to a federal prison in, I want to say, I can't say. I thought it was like Virginia or something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
If that's correct, I'll fall out of my
seat. There was like a camp. There was like a, they called it Camp Kittens or something, like some easy sugar plum.
It's not easy, though. I know we like to say that. I frankly think community service can be, if it's done right, super sucky and hard. And having to go anywhere and be away also sucks. Like spending the night on a cot. And
sure. In a jail. You know, you can't go do anything. It's kind of like being in quarantine, except without the internet, I guess. Anyway, so she's right outside San Francisco. They're saying the plan is that she won't get out early. That means she will spend Christmas in jail. The only way that that won't happen is COVID, apparently.
Right.
If there is some kind of outbreak at the jail, the judge may grant early release to certain prisoners, which they say doesn't sound likely. She's going to be in isolation for the first 2 weeks just to make sure she doesn't bring the virus in with her. That'll be difficult. Isolation sucks. And as far as prisons go, it doesn't sound, you know, like Oz. It's still prison. She'll be in a jumpsuit. She'll have a job like clerical work, kitchen work, general cleaning, wake ups 5 a.m., lights out 9 p.m. every night. It also has some perks.
Perks?
Yep. Exercise classes, tennis courts, ping pong tables, and one TV that everyone shares, and there's never any fighting.
I wonder if they're gonna give her, like, her own wing or something.
Well, she is Lori Loughlin. She should get out right before New Year's if she stays in for the allotted 2 months. So good luck to her. Things that have gone wrong in court. Johnny Depp has lost his libel case against Britain's Sun newspaper. They had...
You dropped Johnny!
They dropped Johnny.
Whoa! Why'd they do that for?
This was a fairly highly publicized case because he decided to fight this and call, you know, this is libelous. And then his entire life got dragged through the mud as he fought to defend himself. So it was fun for us, probably a lot less fun for him. And in the end, mm-hmm. he loses. So Britain's The Sun newspaper, they claimed in a story that he was an abusive husband and a drug addict. And this sparked a courtroom showdown between him and his wife. They had to come in and she was giving evidence against him and he was fighting for himself and basically it became a trial between the two of them. Depp sued, The Sun's editor group over an article that claimed that he was violent toward Amber Heard while they were together. The UK's High Court ruled in the publisher's favor this morning. He admitted long-term problems with drugs and alcohol during the trial, but said that the tabloid's claims were completely untrue. This was just, there was like poop stories. People were taking poops in other people's beds.
You know, one of the things that I hate to say it, but I actually hope that some of these incidents have helped correct the path his life was on. You can't save people. You can't help people. They got to want to help themselves.
Right.
But unfortunately, what I think we see in extremely rich people is there's too many people trying to keep that person at work and continuing to do whatever it is they do. And no one says, dude, what the hell?
You need to check out of this for a minute.
Instead, they just
enable them because they need to keep the money truck rolling.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. So I do think that hopefully from this comes some kind of a life correction. I don't even know whether he's got a problem. That's for him to decide. But it's clear that it has caused some issues in his life.
For sure.
And hopefully, you know, that the whole I only drink $30,000 bottles of wine.
But I drink nightly. 12 of them a night, right?
Right. Like, hopefully that is something that gets corrected by this. And it's unfortunate to see the way he feels about some of the stuff I've read, the way he feels about her, but also women in general. And I don't know if that's just, you know, drunken ramblings of someone who's turned negative, but he seems to have been on a real dark path there for a while.
Yeah, I wish him the best. I don't like to see anyone spiraling, but I don't hold out a lot of hope. I mean, he was just in full denial in a lot of this stuff. They had text messages sort of detailing his conversations with drug dealers and others. And I think Amber Heard it was either her or some of her friends, because I know a bunch of their acquaintances also testified in this. So that had to be super fun for him. But that he threatened to kill her many times. So
either one of them's looking at the person on the stand going, but you're my friend.
Right.
Unfortunately, nope, that friend went with the other side of the fight.
Hey, I should probably mention, in case you somehow missed it over the weekend, Sean Connery passed away at the age of 90. Mm-hmm. He died on Halloween morning. We talked about it a lot in the 6 o'clock hour, but I just, you know, in case you somehow missed that this weekend. It was a busy weekend for a lot of people. Celebrities, man, they're annoying show-offs with all their costumes and stuff. It was funny because I actually looked at a bunch of people who just really didn't make any effort at all. I was looking at, I don't really understand what Kim and Kanye were. She was dressed like all in red, like including like face covering. He was dressed all in black. I'm not sure what they were supposed to be, but it was like Balenciaga custom costumes, like we're just a red and a black figure. They didn't seem to be anyone. Her sister, though, Kendall Jenner, went as Barb Wire, like Pam Anderson.
Uh-huh.
She nailed it.
Oh.
Like, the pictures are awesome. Even Pam was like, girl, that's amazing. Like, she's on a motorcycle with her ass in the air. I was like, well, that is exactly
that
I wanted to see. Do you see it?
This? The stuff I pulled up for Kim, they're Tiger King people. Who's that then? I mean, that looks
well,
like
maybe
Kim
they
right
did
there.
More than one costume.
I don't doubt that they did a bunch of different. I'm starting to realize that these people on their Instagrams see this as maybe more than actually starring in a movie. Like, they just do this, and it's their fame, right?
Right. I mean, they have a. And they got to put something up for Halloween. Hold on.
Yeah, that's their fame right there. I mean, this television show, I bet most people would be like, no, I haven't seen an episode in 3 years. But I look at her Instagram daily, you know?
Look on Twitter. I think it's on. Oh, it's saying it's not available to me. Twitter hates me.
Well, you hate Twitter, too.
I do. It just hates me right back. Anyway, Lil Nas X dressed up as Nicki Minaj from her 2011 music video, Super Super Bass.
That's adorable.
Ciara was Cardi B. Cardi B was the superhero Scarlet Witch, and I guess she was also Medusa. You know, they've got more than one party. They can't wear the same outfit, Ben. And there's a huge, long list.
Did you dress up?
I was an old lady, remember?
No. I mean, when your friends came over, were you dressed up? On Halloween.
I was not. John was way in the spirit, so he put on his tattoo bike rider shirt. You know, it has like the tattoo sleeves and like the leather vest, but it's all in one shirt.
Uh-huh.
It's a total cop-out costume, but he actually put something on, right. So I suppose that's, you know, nobody
I had
else
a plan.
Either.
I had a costume.
Oh, what
I
was your costume?
It was going to be the dad that comes back in the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it right now.
It's called, like, Onward.
Onward. And then it just ended up being like, what would I put that on for? We're just sitting in the house. There's just no reason. The kids were into it and got dressed, but yeah, I didn't at all.
Well, Vinny, if you were on TikTok, there would have been a reason. Oh, there's Kendall Jenner as Barbarella. Or not Barbarella, Barb Wire.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I know,
wait,
amazing.
Is that Pam or is that her?
That's her.
That is her.
Damn,
Pam,
dude. She
right?
did kill it.
She totally knocked it out of the park. You were saying that you'd watch the Ethan Hawke movie Sinister over the weekend?
And yes, and it absolutely scared. I swear I had to get up a couple times and just pace for a second because the anxiety was too much. And there was a point where I was like, you know, I don't have to finish this. No one's making me. And then I just went, oh, come on.
Did
you
have to, like, find out what happened, though? Was there a pull
yes.
like that? Or it was
yes
just like,
no.
I got to be brave and get through this?
It was more about me not being a chicken. I just needed to just sort of, like, come on. It's a movie, dude.
So
Jesus.
You didn't tell me too much about it, except you did like it.
I liked it. And
it's not a slasher
me.
Flick. Is it one of those sort of mind Fs? Or
let me give you a brief synopsis.
Okay, please do. Yes.
Ethan Hawke is a writer who had big hopes and dreams that never came to be. He ended up writing books about famous murders. So he ends up getting fame because he's someone who looks into unsolved murders and writes a book about them from his sort of
investigation.
After the fact, right. So he moves into a home, unbeknownst to his wife, where something really bad happened, which is going to be his next big book.
Ooh.
And the wife doesn't realize that he's moving them into and what's happened there. And that's the setting for the movie.
Okay, that's great. Don't tell me anymore. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
I didn't get to watch a single scary movie. I might see if John will watch that with me tonight. That'll be fun. And it gets dark early, so I could start it at 5 o'clock and it'll be pitch black. It'll be great.
Like I was saying, though, in our text exchanges, you know, if you watch a movie with too many people and
it gets
or
all
in daylight,
jokey and,
or
right.
there's too many people going, oh, that's ridiculous, you know, like maybe
takes
that's
you out of it.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not. But right. being alone in the dark, I was all in. It scared the you know what out of me.
So actually, this story isn't about Sinister, but it is about Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
We tangented off because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. He and his daughter. So his daughter Maya Hawke, she was the ice
this
cream.
This is with Uma, right?
Yes, isn't mm-hmm. it right?
I think so.
So she played on Stranger Things.
Right.
She's like the girlfriend of Steve.
The ice cream girl.
Yes, they're co-workers.
Right.
So they are going to do a movie together.
Good. That's great.
Unfortunately, it's a romantic comedy, so, you know, you might never see it, Vinny. But she's going to be the lead in this thing. It's called Revolver. It's a romantic coming-of-age comedy. Features her and her dad, Ethan.
They're not romantic with each other,
they're
right?
not. It's
okay,
good.
Thank you.
Let's see if it says what he's going to play. She's playing... it's set in 1966, and she plays Jane, a teen resident of Anchorage, Alaska, which, as you know, we have a very famous friend in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, we do.
Can she wish us a nice Friday?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
She's not in this movie, but I figured why not.
You heard it here first.
She's a chick with a plan to lose her virginity to George Harrison, of all people, because the Beatles are huge then. It doesn't say what he's... Maybe he'll be her dad in it. I don't know. But Maya Hawke and Ethan Hawke are going to do a movie together. And movies may someday come back into our lives, so other than in our homes. All right, Vinny, I'm totally out of time. What is coming up in
the news?
Where
is the freaking time going? This is crazy.
I just don't know.
Well, I've got a bunch of stories that I need to get to, including how people are standing up for what they believe in now more than ever.
Mm.
And the time change also affects people this week greatly, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.